This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. International air travel to and from the U.S. has more than doubled in the last 20 years, 152 million trips in 2011. That's from a new report this morning from the Brookings Institution. And Brookings took a deeper look at those numbers, tabulating which airports are key to this huge global movement of people. Brookings Senior Research Associate Adi Tomer is an author of that study. Good to talk with you.
Good to talk with you.
One of the things that this report is able to confirm for the first time is that, well, people fly out of lots of different cities. Some cities are clearly much more important than others, right?
Yeah, there are 17 metropolitan gateways, which handle the majority of through traffic coming in and out of the country. So places like New York, Charlotte, San Francisco, Seattle are incredibly important to the entire country.
Does this suggest to you at all that our federal aviation infrastructure policies need to change?
So over 90% of both domestic and international passengers in the United States travel through the 100 largest metropolitan areas. At the same time, though, the major federal capital grant program sends only 36% of funding to those particular airports. This puts the responsibility on the airports in those metropolitan areas to find capital funding more on their own.
Well, the federal government helps prop up small airports where service is limited. These busy airports collect rent from the airlines, basically. They get a fee from every ticket sold. How do we know that they can't take care of themselves?
The majority of funds that the largest airports in the country use for their capital investments come from the private bond market. So this is a situation where they're already going on their own. The problem here, though, is that certain federal regulations classify some of their bonds as non-tax exempt. These makes these bonds less attractive to investors out there. And in the end of the day, then it costs these airports even more on the bond markets to get the revenues they need. We need to make sure that the municipal bonds that airports issue, every single one of them is classified as tax exempt from the alternative minimum tax. This is going to lead to better infrastructure quality for consumers on the ground and improved airport capacity and things of that nature for the airlines that operate in them.
Adi Tomer with Brookings Institution. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.